From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings another portion of a message called Perverting the Privileges of God's Grace. In Romans chapter 2, verses 17 through 29, the Apostle Paul explained the privileges enjoyed by the people of Israel. Yet, Paul also shows how Israel abused those privileges, for they came to regard outward religious observance as equal with acceptance before God, ignoring the righteousness which alone could give them a right standing before God, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Although they knew the truth of God in their heads, they had no heart experience of Christ, without which no man can be saved. In addition, the Jews' reliance on the law alone for salvation affected those around them, producing a deadly attitude of self-confidence. Hypocrisy in religion is a dangerous and destructive thing. Rather than God giving the law as a means of salvation, He gave it in order to show men their sin and drive them to Christ. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. Before he comes, we invite your attention to a brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled Holy Fear. The text is Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 13. He that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Holy awe of God's word is at a great discount. Men think themselves wiser than the word of the Lord, and sit in judgment upon it. So did not I, because of the fear of God. We accept the inspired book as infallible, and prove our esteem by our obedience. We have no terror of the word, but we have a filial awe of it. We are not in fear of its penalties, because we have a fear of its commands. This holy fear of the commandment produces the restfulness of humility, which is far sweeter than the recklessness of pride. It becomes a guide to us in our movements, a drag when we are going downhill, and a stimulus when we are climbing it. Preserved from evil and led into righteousness by our reverence of the command, we gain a quiet conscience, which is a well of wine, a sense of freedom from responsibility, which is as life from the dead, and a confidence of pleasing God, which is heaven below. The ungodly may ridicule our deep reverence for the word of the Lord, but what of that? The prize of our high calling is a sufficient consolation for us. The rewards of obedience make us scorn the scorning of the scorner.
Seekers.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
It's very easy for me to address people who profess to be Christians. Just accept you all are Christians. Without ever doing the hard work that Paul was doing here of seeking to penetrate to the depths of the heart and to show that if you have the name but not the nature, the possession of God's word but not the performance of it, a reliance on God's law but not the righteousness of it, you're boasting in God but without a basis, then your confidence itself is sin. You read this. You rest in the law. Can you see that? Here are people with the sword of God's judgment according to His law suspended over their head, and they are resting in the very law that is going to damn them to the deepest hell. They're resting in the law. You talk about sleeping on the edge of a volcano. You talk about going to sleep when you're in urgent and terrible danger. You're resting, untroubled in conscience. You know, I'll let you into a secret. And this is one thing, in some ways I would like to avoid. In other ways I can see the wisdom of God in allowing it. When I preach a message like this, almost every soul that's disturbed is a genuinely saved soul. And all around him sit people within a heartbeat of hell. And such is their sinful self-confidence, they're unfazed, unmoved, and uncaring. But as I've said, this effect goes beyond the person. And in verses 21 to 23, he speaks of the horrible hypocrisy. He says, you teach another, but you don't teach yourself. But see what this does to the other. The hypocrisy of life has an influence and an effect upon the people with whom these Jews are interacting. You're teaching them. You're saying one thing, but you're living another. I've often in this pulpit told you how that was brought home to my heart as a very young fellow. Without giving much of my biography tonight, it's not particularly interesting, and it certainly doesn't. We don't have time. I was supposed to go to college to train as a school teacher. It's a sort of a different system we had over there. But I was to go to this place to train as a school teacher. God had mercy on the school children and diverted me from that. It left me for a while to having to do something else before I came in to study for the ministry. Not that I at that time had any thought of studying for the ministry. So, trembling, very much afraid, I went to work in the office of, actually it was a branch office of the largest insurance brokerage in the world. Very prestigious firm with a very, very humble junior clerk. Clerk, as you would call them. And I was scared. But I went into that office with a vow. I said, Lord, as soon as I get the chance, I am going to nail my colors to the mast, and I am going to take my stand for God as a Christian. And that came around, and the Lord helped me to do that. A lot of girls in the place. I was more afraid of them than I was of anybody else. They were very scary creatures, They still are, believe me. I'd rather fight with a man any day than fight with his wife. And she's laughing at that, but it's true. There was one particularly scary creature there. She was loved by all the men, and she was hated by all the women, or most of the women, because she was one of the most beautiful girls in all of Northern Ireland. She was literally the poster girl for a very locally very famous gymnasium that produced one of our country's few gold medalists at the Olympic Games. So she was cattily described, shall I say, by some of the other young ladies. I have to be honest, I never had the slightest interest in her except to win her soul for Christ. But she was hard to talk to. She hated religion, and she hated God, and she said, "I am an atheist." But the Lord opened the door, and I got to talk to her. And as I was speaking to her, the son of one of our directors, who had a very real interest in her, a forlorn hope, mind you, but he had a real interest, he saw she was willing to stand talk to me, quotes about religion, so he started talking religious as well. I will never forget that scene. She wheeled on him like a tigress, and she blazed the words. Her eyes were aflame and her words were as hot as coals. She said, "You are just a dirty little hypocrite. And it's people like you who have people like me the way we are. When all the other filth is going on in the office, you're there. But once you see him talking to me about religion, then you can talk religion. You're just a hypocrite." Man, was I glad that though far from perfect, I had a testimony that could stand. But it taught me just how vile a thing hypocrisy is. How hurtful a thing hypocrisy is. And that's why Paul goes on in verse 24 to talk about the iniquitous influence that these people have who pervert the privileges of the gospel, who present themselves as Christians while all the time they are not Christians at all. Those are the products of such perversion. Now let me finish, and I'm sure you'll all say amen to that. Let me finish. And I finish with a few precepts that we should remember in connection with these privileges that I have mentioned. Number one, the substance of the covenant of grace has been and still is the satisfaction of God's law. In his covenant, God has undertaken to supply his people with a perfect legal righteousness. He did it for Abraham. He justified him by faith alone. Under the Mosaic economy, he not only gave the moral law to convict men and to drive them to their knees, he gave them the ceremonial law, the blood atonement of Christ pictured in the slaying of the sacrifices, so that the moral law would be satisfied by him for us and in us obeyed out of love for him. The substance of the covenant of grace is the satisfaction of the law. Now, I can't take time on that tonight, except to refer you to what I've said from this pulpit again and again. The whole knowledge of the Bible comes down to an understanding of law and grace. If you don't grasp that, you really know little or nothing about what this book is teaching. The standard of the law never changes and never will. Can you produce a perfect righteousness according to the law of God? If not, you'll never be in heaven. But how can we do it? The conviction that we can't do it drives us to Christ who has done it. That's the gospel. He has done it. To us is pardon, and perfect righteousness with which to stand before God. That's the first precept. Never forget it. Second, the covenant sign is useless without the substance of what it signifies. Verse 25. Look at it very carefully. Circumcision profiteth if thou keep the law, but if you're a lawbreaker, your circumcision is made uncircumcision. Put the word baptism in there and you'll get the New Testament counterpart. Baptism indeed has its profitability, but if you have baptism, but you don't have the substance of the matter, then your baptism is useless. That's the argument. He turns it around in 26 and 27. That the substance is sufficient without the sign. Now let me make this clear. Paul is not here saying that the Gentiles are accepted by trying their best to keep the law of God. He's not saying that. It is purely a hypothetical statement. He's saying if it's true that circumcision profits nothing because you break the law, then a Gentile who fulfills the law would be counted as if he were in the covenant, just as if he were circumcised. In other words, again, it's the substance that matters. I believe that every Christian should be baptized. I've never got to the young, the old people's fellowship, the senior fellowship, adult fellowship. I haven't got there yet to give them my lecture on baptism to counteract some of the... we'll not get into that. I believe every Christian should be baptized. This church gives people a great degree of latitude in their interpretation of baptism, as long as they don't fall into baptismal regeneration. But we don't discount baptism. But let me tell you what Paul is teaching, and this is something that sects and cults have got away from. All the baptismal regenerationists miss it. All those who teach you must be baptized to be saved miss it. What Paul is teaching is that the substance is effective even without the sign. In other words, when you get baptized, you'll not be more of a Christian than you were before. Now that is not a good reason for not being baptized. A little later this year we'll have a baptismal service, and I trust that many of you will be exercised to be baptized. But you're not more of a Christian, you're not made a Christian by baptism, you are saved by grace, and the substance is Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.